Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, welcome back. Now, as Valentine's Day approaches and lovebirds are gearing up to celebrate the season of love, a new survey has revealed that the top dating icks. Now, if you don't know what an ick is, it's a kind of word that the kind of new generation use, isn't it? It means things that, you know, a deal breaker, essentially. So if you're unlucky in love and trying to bag a date for the big day, make sure you are not putting people off by displaying these kind of deal breakers or icks. And as I said, what exactly is an ick? You might ask, well, imagine this. You're chatting away with someone you find intriguing, only to suddenly, be repelled by a behaviour or an action that leaves you feeling cringed, i.e. they fart when they're talking to you or they belch into your face or something like that. You know what I mean? Whether it's poor hygiene, being glued to their phone, or committing the cardinal sin of being rude to hospitality workers, these turnoffs or icks can turn a promising encounter into a swift exit strategy. A recent survey delved into the depths of modern dating to uncover the UK's top icks, with insights from 1,000 people who kind of navigated the dating scene, and their survey unearthed some fascinating findings. Topping the charts as the ultimate turn-off for respondents overall is none other than poor personal hygiene. You smell like shit. With a whopping 57% of participants agreeing that that is the biggest turn-off or ick. Following closely behind is poor oral hygiene at 47% and being rude to hospitality workers at 42%. That doesn't stop there, by the way. Long, dirty fingernails. To chewing with their mouth open. Now I get into trouble for that. The list of dating no-nos is enough to make anyone cringe, according to the survey. With over 2.4 billion views on ick videos on TikTok alone, it's clear that these cringeworthy moments strike a chord with many people. And AJ, yeah, I mean, look, AJ, you wrote all this out. I'm looking at the list here, AJ. They're not all icks. People just have sometimes little bad habits, don't they?
They do. But these bad habits can give you the ick. But it's also, I have found that it's not necessarily bad habits. It's just things that people can do. So an ick for me is if a guy looks through his wallet for change, I'm like, ugh.
Who looks through their wallet for change these days? Everybody exactly. Uses cards.
I know, but it's just, it gives me the ick. And you do see the odd guy doing it. I'm like, absolutely not. Get away from me. But yeah, it's definitely, most of it is about personal hygiene. So it's literally just keep yourself clean. You know?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing worse than being with somebody who has a bang off them. You know what I mean? I mean, like if you went over a date, there was a smell of piss off somebody or whatever it is, you're not really going to want to meet them again, are you? You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
It says a lot about them, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because it's always like as well, if someone's like got like dirty teeth, because then you're like, well, if your teeth are that dirty, what is the other end of
it? Why is it when people mention their teeth, you always start rubbing your tongue against your teeth?
I know, just checking. I've got new teeth.
Yeah, yeah. Now, as you can get older, that can be more difficult because people lose teeth as they get older as well. And nowadays, of course, the big thing is getting your turkey teeth done, because that looks equally as stupid. Because I met a mate of mine going back a good few years ago, and I hadn't seen him in about 5 years, and he'd obviously been to Turkey, but he looked like Shergar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had this big set of teeth that looked too big for his face.
Yeah.
And it looked ridiculous, but he was delighted with himself. Well, like, that's a bit of a turn off, pal.
If he was happy, it would certainly be a nick for me. It mightn't be a nick to someone else, and it's probably better than maybe what he had before. I don't know.
Now, being rude to hospitality workers, I couldn't agree with you more. That is a bit of a turn off. Unless, now, we also have this thing in Ireland where we don't stand up for ourselves. So the meal is terrible. The steak is undercooked. It's raw.
The
chips are burned. The service is crap. And the waiter comes over and says, "Everything okay?" I mean, it's all right to turn around and go, actually, no, it was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, but that's not being rude.
But it does come across as being rude,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Especially on a first date.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, and I do actually think that as well. You know, if you're in a group and then there's one person complaining, you're like, oh, just shut up. Like, everyone's just trying to have a nice time. It doesn't really matter. Do you know that that something in your meal wasn't perfect? And, you know, especially if someone else is paying. You know, I think, yeah, that is an ick and it is a bit rude. The other one is they're picking their nose. I mean, that is an absolute
who does that?
Deal breaker. Yeah.
No, use the tissue. You know, go into the toilet and do it.
Don't use the tissue beside me.
Move
away from the
table.
That I'd have to get up and leave.
I remember being in a restaurant many, many years ago and there was a guy behind me. at the table behind, kind of maybe two tables. And every now and again, all I can hear is,
oh no. No.
And I'm going, well, Jesus Christ, man. Maybe you have, I don't know, an illness or something, but Jesus, going to the jacks and do that. It was horrendous. He was hocking.
I know.
It was horrendous.
It's rank. It's absolutely rank. I had one time. I haven't been on many dates, but I did go on a date a good few years ago now. And the guy that I was on a date with, he had to go into Costa to go for a poo. And he told me, I was like,
what did he say, AJ? Just popping into Costa for a quick poo.
Is it okay if we stop at Costa? I have to go for a poo.
He could have made a banny excuse.
I know. I was standing outside Costa like, do I just leg it or do I wait for this guy?
Did you leg it?
No, I waited. I waited because I couldn't be that rude.
Was there a smell of poo off him when he came back?
There wasn't, thank God. But he did tell me all about it afterwards.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get
me. You don't
out of
talk
here.
About that. You know,
you
can kind of swiftly talk about number ones, but certainly not number twos.
Yeah, you have to run for a wee. That's grand.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. I have to just, you know, go to powder room.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that my nose. By the way, if you want to text in, what are your turnoffs? We want to know what are the deal breakers for you in a relationship or, you know, on a first date. The number, by the way, you can text or WhatsApp right now is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. So just type in, you know, the thing that turns me off is blank. And you just fill in the blank. And we'll try and give away one of AJ's little hampers there. She has a couple of CDs. Does anyone actually want CDs anymore? Why do you send them to people? Nobody even has a CD
You're
player.
You're the one
anymore.
Who makes me make, send them
but
out.
But nobody has a CD player anymore. Do you have a CD player?
In my car.
Do you?
Yeah,
oh, I have one. I think I have one in the car too. But I've never used it. Have you ever used it?
No. Oh, no, I do. I have a Britney Spears CD in it.
A Britney Spears CD in it. That says it all, really, doesn't it?
Yeah,
That's a turn. That's a nick, by the way. If I was in your car and you start playing Britney Spears, that's a turn out.
Really?
Immediately, yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
No. That's
bad. But wait, that's all. I think those kind of things can be turn off their icks as well. People who have bad taste in music. You know what I mean?
But what's like, bad taste? That's subjective. I mean,
it's not. If you're on a first date, I don't want to be with somebody who's, you know, into, I don't know, some crap music, where I'm into decent music. You know what I mean? I have respect for music.
Yeah, like someone who's into, I mean, personally,
Boyzone or something like that. You know what I mean?
Ah, no. Boyzone, that's great. Like, that's great.
Although I did watch the documentary, I have to say it was very good.
Very good, yeah. Totally agree. I'm on the first one. I have the other two to watch. But there's other things here, and I think these are things that you don't really, you wouldn't see on a first date, but this would be sort of your second or third date. If you go to their house, and it's messy, or they're like a hoarder, or you know what I mean? Their bedroom is just like, I don't know, students, you know, that kind of way. No offense, Molly. Sorry. Mm.
Here's another one. Sucking their fingers and slurping their meals.
No, that's rank. That's an ick for sure.
Yeah, they go in KFC.
Greasy fingers.
Mm. Talking while they're eating. Now, here's the thing about talking while it is possible. Some people don't like it, but it is possible to talk while I'm going to be honest. It's one of my bad habits. I do talk while I'm eating.
Yeah, I think I do too. But I think if you're going, especially on a date and you're having a meal, it's difficult because you're kind of, you're awkward, aren't you? So yeah, I'd let people.
Well, I was asked to do a TV show, that Let's Dine or Come Dine With Me, right?
Oh, okay.
So I was on that.
Yeah.
Now, the food is appalling, can I just point out, right?
So,
but they served the, you know, the starter, the dinner and the thing during the conversation.
Uh-huh.
And your man brings out like the whatever, the roast beef and whatever it was I ordered. I think you only had a choice of two things anyway, chicken or beef. Anyway, it was like being on a plane. But I say he brings it out. And then the first question comes up on the thing in front of you. There's a screen in front of you to ask the other person the question. I literally only tucked into me roast beef. Yeah. And I'm going to go, so what do you think of kids in primary school and sex education?
See, it can be awkward, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But the other, there is actually a thing, by the way, and it's called misophonia.
Oh, that's, like people that cannot stand the sound of other people eating.
Yeah, I used to work with somebody like that.
Yeah.
And they hated the sound of other people eating.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have to, I mean, it's very difficult to eat really quietly. Most people make a bit of noise.
Yeah.
Now, some people, as some people would suggest, would inhale their food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're eating crisps or something crunchy or, you know, or a steak, you have to chew it or masticate, as they say.
Masticate,
you
know, yeah. So, I don't mind that. That wouldn't give me the ick. Do you know what gives me the ick? If someone's eating and they're like, all the time. You're like, can you stop? Just eat your food. It's like they're trying to show that it's really good, or like they're like rubbing their belly and stuff. We've had a couple of texts in. One person has said that smoking, bad breath and a common Dublin accent is an ick for them.
So, oh yeah. Well, I brought this up on television before and I said, right, so you're ringing the bank and it's about your money. And a person at the other end goes, that's fine, sir. Can you just give me the first digit of your PIN number, please? Thank you very much. Can you give me the third digit of your PIN number? Thank you very much indeed. And can you give me your second name and your full address and date of birth? Okay, so that's fine. You're okay with that, okay?
Okay.
You think it's the bank. That's fine. But what happens if the person in the bank goes, all right, yeah, give us your PIN number there, will you? The number one, did you? I mean, do you think differently? Do you think he's going to rob me?
I really like the Dublin accent. Yeah, I really like it.
I'm just saying,
like,
do you not think differently, slightly?
No, I personally don't. No, because I'm not a snob.
I am a bit of a snob at times. But no, I wouldn't. I know loads of people with Dublin accents. I don't have a huge issue with Dublin. Sure, I'm from bloody Dublin.
Yeah.
Okay. The other icks here, by the way, is, oh yeah, let me see. I still there. Oh yeah, slurping. Yeah, but that, I suppose that's with soup and stuff that's liquidy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no need for that, Niall.
It's people slurping their food.
Yeah, no, that's rank.
It is rank, isn't it?
Wearing a minging tracksuit.
Yeah.
Biting nails.
Who wears tracksuits to a date?
You said that you wouldn't even wear... You said to me before, you said...
I've never worn a tracksuit in my life.
Yeah, you said to me you wouldn't wear a tracksuit out, would you? I'm like,
No, scangers wear tracksuits.
I'd wear a tracksuit. Like, just from pennies.
Fair enough,
like.
Let's move on swiftly.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I'm just saying, scangers wear tracksuits out. Who wear... Unless you're going to a gym, you don't wear a tracksuit. That's what a tracksuit... It's a leisure suit. It's for going to the gym. It's not to be worn socially. That's laziness. Get yourself a pair of jeans, AJ, and a nice top.
What about leggings? I mean, that's literally...
No, leggings are okay. They're fine.
Why? What's the difference?
That's a tracksuit. Okay. It's a social thing.
All right.
The class thing.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Long, dirty fingernails. Well, I can't say I have that because I bite my nails all the time, which is probably equally as bad, by the way.
I find biting nails worse than long nails, to be honest.
Mm.
And the noise of someone biting their nails.
Somebody just texts me in here and says, licking the plate.
No.
Could you imagine being on a date and somebody lifts up the plate?
Sounds familiar. I think that might have happened to me. Someone's saying that that was a kinky little thing that your man went for a poo in Costa. Oh my god.
Oh Jesus.
Rank. Yeah, that was the ick big time. But yeah, there's loads of them on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, people just doing about their icks, and some of them are so random. And guys are saying, can we not do anything? Like, everything we do is an ick. Like, literally every single thing that they do. Like, anything random you can think of has given someone the ick. Even the way, like, they change a gear in the car, anything like that. Burping, belching, sniffling,
belching.
Everything like
that. Belching. Yeah. Now, look, I try not to, but I do belch. And particularly if I'm unwell, obviously. If you're unwell, you tend... There's not a lot you can do. Because if you try and keep wind in, it's not a good idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, but farting... is a different kettle of fish. Now, I know women don't fart because my mother told me this when I was young, that women had an operation when they're born and it's called a fartorectomy and they have the fart gland removed. That's what my mother told me.
Oh,
and
my
they replace it with the smell of roses.
Aw.
That's what she said.
That's a nice story.
Yeah.
It's true as well.
Yes.
But actually, how long do people wait, you know, when you get with somebody new? And you have to wait a certain amount of time before it's okay to fart in front of them. So for the first
you don't ever fart. Now, don't get me wrong, one can slip out.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Particularly in bed when you're relaxed, say, one can slip out by accident, right?
Really?
That's okay as long as you excuse yourself.
So do you not fart in front of Karen?
No. Not intentionally. I wouldn't go, a good one.
Oh.
Nice
one. Competitions in my house.
Oh, Jesus, AJ.
Oh, I had this conversation with Gary before, and Gary also comes from a non-farting household, and
No, you don't fart intentionally in front of your partner.
Oh, really? Okay.
God.
Oh, God.
Poor Louie. The same, you don't belch intentionally. Now, belching is obviously more common than farting, because wind tends to come out of your mouth before it comes out of your bum.
You've belched in front of me.
By accident.
Yeah, you've said excuse me.
Yeah, but now, to be fair, AJ... If we're looking for winners here when it comes to belching, right? I've been on the phone to you so many times.
I know.
And how many times have you literally gone,
I know. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I forgot who I was talking to.
But see, this is because you get relaxed. Now, you wouldn't do that on a first date with somebody, would you?
No. I wouldn't.
Yeah, okay, what about doing your business, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't think there's ever a time in a relationship, personally, where you leave the door open and your partner comes in and out and brushes their teeth while you're sitting on the jacks. Right? And that even counts for being on holidays in a hotel room. AJ, you're smiling. Why are you smiling at me like that? That's a weird smile.
Yeah, no.
And that's kind of telling me that you and Louis, poor Louis.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, so do you, with the door open?
Yeah.
But you have four kids, I suppose.
Yeah. I think that's where, I think before having kids, it was always a very solitary experience. But now it's like, oh, the neighbours can come in and everything, you know? No privacy.
And like, would you be in and then Louis will come in and brush his teeth or something?
Yeah.
All right, how's things? Yeah, grand.
Yeah.
Just sitting here.
Yeah.
On the poo.
Yep.
Oh, no.
We've gotten very familiar with each other, yeah. So now,
oh,
yeah,
no, AJ.
Yeah. Yep.
See, even if I'm on holidays, right? Okay? Like, I'm married, but if I'm on holidays, and if I, you know, if I need to do a number two, I won't do it in the room. I'll go down to reception.
Oh, that's very, very polite. And after all these years, you've been with Karen for years, like
8 years, yeah.
Jesus.
But I'd go down to reception because because let's be straight about it. There can be a smell sometimes. You know what I mean? And you don't want other people being embarrassed by that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's a lot of effort, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well done. You're very polite.
What do you mean, well
you're
done?
You're very polite.
But it is, because it would be an ick, isn't it, for people?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, imagine being on a first date with somebody, or, I don't know, a weekend away with somebody after a couple of dates, and there's a bang in the room because they, you know, had a problem with their stomach and the steak they had earlier on.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah, not you sound like you're familiar with that, AJ. But anyway, always on their phone is another one, by the way. Yeah, look, I know nowadays phones are part of life and people look at the phone. But hey, if you're sitting having a meal with somebody, stick the phone in your pocket.
Yeah, it drives me nuts. Absolutely drives me nuts. It's so rude. So rude.
Yeah.
Or someone just looking over your shoulder when you're talking. And I'm like, I'm sorry, are you listening to me? Or are you looking
over? Yeah, but now I do have a bit of a problem, right? And I think, I remember Helena used to work with me, said I had a bit of an issue. She'd be talking to me and I'd be staring over her head at the screen behind her. And she'd be going, are you listening to me at all? I'm going, I am listening to you.
That's different though, because aren't you watching?
I zone out. No, I tend to zone out a little bit.
Oh, I haven't known.
Yeah, no, I am. It does go in, but I tend to kind of zone out. My mind works differently to other people's. It's working, it's thinking of a lot of things at the same time, including what you're saying to me, by the way.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of a lot of other things at the same time. And I think that's from the job.
Yeah.
Because when people are talking to me on the air,
100%.
I'm thinking of, when's the ad break?
Yeah.
Who's the next caller? What am I going to respond to this person? How do I keep it going for another 10 minutes?
No, I get that. I get that. And I do that when I'm in here, when someone's talking to me, because I'm having to look at the time. I'm having to worry about what you're doing, what I'm doing, all of that. I mean, but that's different. No, I've been talking to people, even just friends, and I'm just like, they are not listening. And that is just so rude. Really, really rude. Always, like, if you're on a date, always try and pay attention. I mean, if you were
be attentive, at least the first date.
At least
anyway,
on the first date,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
After that, looking at other women when on a date with you.
Really rude. Really, really rude.
Yeah, men that don't make an effort to look, pardon me, to look nice when they're going out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got a hiccup.
Did you just burp?
I wasn't belched. I didn't burp. It was a hiccup. Yeah, I mean, why would you look at other women when, you know, that when you're out and you've invited a woman out for a date?
No, that's happened to me for sure. Happened to me.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Very rude.
Anyway, listen, thank you to everybody. Loads of, by the way, texts coming in. Perfume.
Woman's
scanger
spray.
Yeah, there are some really rotten perfumes, by the way. Can I just advise women not to be using them, by the way? And there's some really rotten men's aftershaves. You know, people who douse themselves in aftershave. You know? Mm. I'm looking at the ones here. Oh, leaving the bog door.
Don't read that one out. You can't read that one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There's loads of text there. People, you know, texting in some of this almost horrendous stuff that they do. Anyway, thank you to everybody involved in the show tonight. Thank you, AJ. Thank you, Molly. We should be back again with you tomorrow at 9. Enda Murphy's on the way with some love songs. That won't give you the ick, will it? No, the love songs don't give people the ick. I should talk to you tomorrow at 9. Until then, have a great evening.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.